The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness and wellness, and now in its 33rd year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who's not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's start with a nurse's survival kit. And remember, any of these can also be in your survival kit. Number one, a toothpick to remind you to pick out the good qualities in others. Another is a rubber band to remind you to be flexible and bounce back from stress. Another ingredient in the nurse's survival kit is a Band-Aid to remind you to heal hurt feelings, whether yours or someone else's. Also a pencil to remind you to list your blessings every day. An eraser to remind you that everyone makes mistakes and it's okay. You can fix them. Also, a stick of chewing gum is in that survival kit to remind you to stick with it and you can accomplish anything. Also, a mint to remind you that you are worth a mint. And a couple others in the nurse's survival kit, candy kisses to remind you that everyone needs a kiss or a hug every day. And finally, an herbal tea bag to remind you to relax and take a moment to unwind. So you can see that a nurse's survival kit can easily become yours as well. We welcome you to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, a.k.a. The Snowman, here to keep you cool and healthy. And we welcome you to the first show of 2023 on our New Year's Resolution Special Edition program. Let me get my voice in gear here. Today on the program, a special edition, as I mentioned, we kick off the new year with New Year's fitness resolutions with none other than America's original queen of fitness, Elaine LaLanne, joining us in the second half of the program. And if you remember the name Jack LaLanne, her late husband, he was the godfather of fitness here in America, having opened the first modern-day health club way back in 1936. He also created the very first and longest-running television show dedicated to fitness from the 50s. It ran all the way to the 1980s. And he lived his 90s, 96 to be exact, which is the present age of Elaine LaLanne, his widow, which we are having on today, who we're having on today. And she'll be turning 97 in just a few months. You'll also see her. You'll hear her on the show today, but she's going to be on the Rachel Ray show a little later this month. So we'll ask her about that and find out exactly when that episode will air. So she'll give us some timeless tips on fitness, diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyle and longevity, since she knows a thing or two about that, having lived 97 years almost. And then also featuring on this show or being featured is Gilad, the first guest of the year, is our he's always on the first show of the year along with Elaine. And he is the star of America's longest running television fitness show currently, Bodies in Motion. The one and only Gilad will be with us to talk about all the fitness tips that he has, the importance of strength training and taking things little by little. And you know, if you it's a cinch, and by the yard, it's hard. So just doing a little more each day, and you'll be as fit as a fiddle before you know it. So we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. Next week, another special edition of the program as we delve into how to optimize your hormones for more energy, a lively libido, and better sleep, as well as enhanced immunity. And I might add easier weight management, because hormones play a huge role in how much or how little fat you accumulate in your body. So mark your calendar for January 14th. It's 168 hours from right now, so you can enjoy a harmonious 2023 by making sure you have enough of the right hormones and that all 50 or so of them are in their balanced state of being. So you have, there's a medical word that is escaping me. Anyway, our guest will tell all on how to maximize and balance your hormones next week. Also, our regular features, the Fitness File and Matters of Sexual Health, return at this time next week as well, because we don't have time for them today. But we are devoting most of the show, actually, on fitness. So usually it's a two-minute segment on fitness that we have every week for you. Let's go to the diet department before we go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy and talk about, this is the prime time for dieting at this time of the year. People gain those holiday pounds and they're going on a diet. Are you going on a diet? Well, are you doing it instead of changing the way you eat? You think that's really going to result in permanent weight loss? You know, it's interesting that 13 of 14 contestants on the TV show The Biggest Loser gained all of their weight back, and in some cases even more, within a few years after being on the show. So it's all lifestyle, folks, and unhealthy lifestyle equals more weight, more unnecessary weight, and obesity is the gorilla in the room here in the U.S., causing our waistlines to expand and our lifelines to be reduced. In fact, it's not just here in the U.S. In the last three decades, obesity rates worldwide have tripled. So, and partly because of our reduced physical activity, you know, coupled with the fact that the food we eat is so overly processed, plus we eat too much of it, so you know, that's a perfect recipe for obesity. I don't know if you've heard of the Hadza tribe, H-A-D-Z-A, I believe. It's either in South America or Africa, I forget which. But anyway, they walk an average of 9 miles a day, the men do, and about 5 miles for the women. The men are hunters, the women are gatherers. So, here we get more energy, more of our calories. It keeps increasing, and how we use energy, physical activity, is decreasing. So what's wrong with this picture? Everything. Okay, just a minute or two left for the Funny Bone Pharmacy, so let's go right to it. Lies we tell ourselves. I haven't gained weight. I'm just bloated. Everybody said that, right? How about this one? The low-fat version tastes just as good. Not. Here's another lie you tell yourself. I won't eat all of the French fries. And finally, these jeans will fit in a month. Well, not if you eat all the French fries, they won't. Okay, and a few others. Games geriatric nurses play. Red Rover, the nurse says bend over. about musical recliners. Another game geriatric nurses play is Simon says something incoherent. Or SAG, you're it. How about this one? Hide and go pee. And finally, 20 questions shouted in your good ear. Those are some of the... All righty. Okay, and a couple others here. Let me just leave you with a few positive quotes before we get to our guests. You will never have it all together. That's like trying to eat once and for all, right? You can't do it. So we're always a work in progress. And finally, procrastination is the fault most people put off correcting. I like that one. All right, this is David Snow thanking you for joining us in this segment, but join us for the rest of the show. And if you can't do that, you can always listen to the website or the rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it on the morning show on the station you're listening to right now, or go to drhealthradio.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Back after this with more information for your good health.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also Truflora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and Trubifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Hey, it's a good time to get physical. It's the first show of the year, and the first month of the year, everybody gets physical. Of course, come February, everybody's not as physical as they were in January, but we'll help you remedy that. A quote from author Hilary DiPiano, who stated, "You can get excited about the future. The past won't mind." And we are excited that you could join us today, and we're also excited for our next guest, who is Gilad, the first guest of the year and the star of America's longest-running television fitness show, Bodies in Motion. The one and only Gilad is with us, and he has produced more than, I know it's more than 30 DVDs. He's going to correct me on that. No, David, it's 45 or whatever on fitness. And, of course, he has also produced thousands of half-hour television shows. And so we would like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Gilad. It's been a year.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, I'm in no shape to exercise. What do I do? That's what a lot of people say at this time of the year.
They want to wait. Are you saying you're doing sitting exercises?
No. I said I'm in no shape to exercise. You've heard that line before, yeah. Right? A lot of people don't want to go to the gym because they don't want to have everybody see them be out of shape. But round is a shape, but it's not necessarily the shape you want to be in. Now, if someone has not been exercising for a while, either they're a couch potato permanently or maybe, I've talked to a lot of people, and maybe you have too. Ever since COVID, they got out of their fitness routine. In fact, one friend of mine is saying that, I haven't been to the gym since before COVID, which is 2.5 years, for goodness sake. And so I'm finally getting back this month to get back into my routine. But what do you tell people that haven't been exercising? How do you coach them so that they don't do too much too soon, which is often the case, and then people get discouraged, they get injured, or then they just hang up their shoes again?
Yeah, well, great. Thank you for giving the opportunity to promote myself. I mean, I'm for people who can't get to the gym, they want to work out perhaps at home, get started with an easy program that they can work into their schedule. I'm the go-to guy because, what we do is basically offer people workouts at home with very, very minimal equipment. At the most, we use is a light, a couple of light dumbbells and maybe a resistance band. That's about it. Everything else is just, bring the body, and we do cardio and strength training and toning and work on the core and abdominals. I actually, you mentioned the COVID, and interestingly enough, during the COVID, we had a lot more activity on our downloads and DVDs.
I would think
videos.
So, yeah.
Yes, for this reason, that people couldn't get out of the home, couldn't go to the gyms, couldn't go do their outdoor activities. So this is a good substitute and a good option for exactly those circumstances.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad to be able to offer. You know, we have quite a few programs because of the COVID. Actually, we've put several programs on YouTube for free, so people can just kind of go to YouTube, work out with me, get the full workout, and have a good day. You know, I mean, we've done that during the COVID. It's still. Those free workouts are still available on the YouTube channel under YouTube Gilad.
Let me mention your website. If I remember it correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it Gilad.tv?
Yes, it's Gilad.tv.
Okay, G-I-L-A-D dot TV. Okay.
Right.
Good. Okay, great.
And all of our programs and all of our, a lot of information that we put out there. Nutritional guides, things like that.
Great.
That are, we can't normally. The TV show is a daily show. It's still airing. You know, both our shows, Bodies in Motion and Total Body Sculpt, are airing daily.
Really?
But, the show, I can only do like a 30-minute program, which is great. I mean, a lot of people work out with that. But the videos and the DVDs give me an opportunity to go beyond the 30 minutes and do more specific workout. Like some people want to work more on the core. Some people want to do more strength training. So the videos and the DVDs give me an opportunity to work that kind of a format into the program, whereas the TV show is a very set schedule. We have a 7-minute warm-up, an 8-minute cardio section, and then a floor work section where we do toning.
And let me ask you, I don't think I've ever asked you this question in the 20, 30 years you've been on, Gilad. How long does it take you to actually produce a half-hour TV show? Because I know when I was an extra on Hawaii Five-O back in the 70s, it used to take them 6 days, morning to evening, to produce a half-hour or one-hour TV show, Hawaii Five-O episode. Well, how long does it take for a Bodies in Motion episode to be taped or recorded? Or produced, rather.
Interesting comparison you brought up, because, when you do a film for television that has a script and a plot, it takes, like you said, a whole week to do one episode, 60 minutes. What we do is I have the, programs pretty much scheduled in advance. I have it all lined up, and I know exactly what I'm going to do in each program, for the most part. And we shoot it live. So when you do something live, so we shoot it live. So pretty much, if it's a 30-minute show, it takes us about 40 minutes to complete if everything goes right. If the production crew doesn't come up to any challenges, if I don't stumble on something,
typically
40 minutes we finish an episode.
My goodness! Wow,
because production is very expensive. We try to maximize, so we
good
all have to get into really, really good shape where we can shoot, more than 5, maybe 6, sometimes even 7 shows in one day, where we change clothes, we change the cue cards and the format, and we kind of go, we kind of like a very trained commando unit. We go into the area and we just shoot as many shows as we can in one day.
Wow, good for you. Oh, okay, so it's back to back. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people, the most common question I'm asked is, and I have a day job, of course, but people say, well, what do you do the rest of the week? You're only on for 1 hour a week. Well, it can take me 20 or 30 hours to produce a 1 hour show. You don't realize all the behind the scenes things. And like you were mentioning TV.
That's right. Exactly. I mean, you mentioned a good point, because let's say that I'm preparing to shoot, right now we're preparing to shoot our 40th anniversary show.
Wow. When is that going to be? Tell us. Do tell.
Well, we're planning to shoot it in 2023 sometime. I'm not exactly sure. Probably somewhere between April and June, we will be shooting in Hawaii our 40th anniversary shows.
Excellent. So, wow. Well, let us know so I can announce it and so everybody can tune into that. That's going to be definitely an iconic episode for sure. Now, I know you have a doctor's group to counsel, or are you going to be lecturing in front of a group of doctors in just a matter of minutes? So I have many more questions for you and so little time because I don't want you to be late.
Go for it. I'm fine. Listen, for you making the time.
Oh, anytime. Well, thanks. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I came across a picture of you. You and I, we were doing a live radio remote broadcast in Kailua Kona on the Big Island back in 1998. And we flew over and did the you were so gracious to make the appearance and be on the program, and you had all your fans over there and everything. And I thought, my God, how many years has he been on Dr. Health Radio? And I think it's been, I mean, we've known each other 25 or 30 years, and I think it's most of those years you've been on.
I think it's been that long. I mean, you know, I would really like to get, I know you probably have copies of all these.
A lot of them, yeah. And I have a poster of you back in 2007 for one of our, joint events that we did, too. So I came across a poster that I happened to save. So we're dating ourselves.
Because I think over the years we've shared a lot of good information and brought up a lot of good points.
Absolutely.
I wish you could do a collage of all these episodes.
yeah. You know, that would be nice. Let's do a collage of questions here. Now, the importance of strength training, even for aerobic sports fans like runners and people playing tennis and so on, there's an article I have on, let's see if I can find it. But, you know, it's so important to not just cross-train, but just fully functional fitness and not just training one muscle group, right? I mean, so many people are into one sport or another, but if they don't cross-train or train the other muscles, like golfers, for instance, or tennis players, everything's asymmetrical. So tell us about how you have coached people over the years with those types of sports.
Okay, so let's say that I'm approaching someone who played tennis in high school and hasn't worked out in 20 years and wants to get back in shape. The way I would work it, let's say over a 1 week period, I would probably try to give him 5 workouts a week.
All right.
And I would combine it between strength training exercises and cardio workouts.
Mm.
And I would probably put a little bit more emphasis on the strength training workouts because I think they'll get better and faster results with that. It is proven that with strength training and resistance training, you probably burn overall more calories than you do with simple aerobic exercise, for the very simple part that when you're working your muscles grow, they strengthen,
right.
They grow, and muscle is a living tissue. So basically by combining a good, sane program of strength training, you're actually helping boost your metabolic rate to a higher level than if you only did cardio.
Right, exactly.
So I today emphasize for beginners or people who are coming back into a program, or even people who are already fit and are involved in a program, is to, go about 50-50 between cardio and strength training, maybe I'd say 60-40 in favor of strength training.
And especially as one gets older, too, right? Because you want to avoid sarcopenia, or the natural wasting away of our muscle tissue or body mass as we age. It's just a consequence aging. So,
That's right. I mean, you cannot stop the time and you cannot change nature. However, you can slow it down.
Right.
And, I mean, there's proof upon proof that goes back many years that with strength training, even people in their 80s and 90s, if they engage in a fitness program that combines strength training, they will increase the size of their muscle.
Mm-hmm.
They will increase the strength of their muscle. Yes.
Yeah, and after we have you on, we're having Elaine LaLanne on, who's going to be 97 in just a few months. Her late husband, Jack LaLanne, who you and I were big fans of, He was the father of fitness in America, and he lived to 96, and he, you know, was former bodybuilder as well as gymnast and swimmer. Right. I mean, he did all kinds of physical strength and everything, but he worked out until his last days on this planet, and he was proof positive, or it's just a living example of how exercise, especially resistance exercise, helps to maintain not only health and fitness, but longevity and overall well-being and mental health and everything else. Now, just a few more questions for you before you leave us. You have a video on your abs, right? You mentioned core, but abs. I'll have you know, I want abs. Absolutely all the cookies in the bag. No, I'm just kidding. But everybody wants abs. They just don't want to work for them, or they don't want to give up their six-pack of beer to get the six-pack on their abdominal area of their body. But
yeah, you know, sometimes you have to do, as they say, in order to achieve your goals and in order to achieve what you really want, sometimes you have to do disagreeable things in order to get agreeable results.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention one thing. You mentioned with Elaine Lalanne, which I just spoke with her a few days ago for New Year's. She's a pistol. And
she's a spark plug, yeah.
Yeah, she is. She's going to be turning 97 in March, and sharp as a razor blade.
That's right.
Active.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to, you know, I know that you know it, but I don't know if all the audience know it, that my first TV appearance ever was on the Jack Lalanne show.
Oh, that's right.
1982.
And, wow.
Yeah, and we developed a very nice friendship. And when Jack Lalanne turned 80, I was just turning 40 at the time.
Uh-huh.
He came out to Hawaii, and we shot 5 episodes together, him and Elaine Lalanne, his wife.
Interesting.
We shot 5 episodes
on
the Bodies in Motion show. So, so the... Yeah, you know, the
little trivia there.
Have history.
Well, you know, I got one up on you. I met Jack in 1977 when he flew over to Honolulu, where we both lived, and he helped open the Clark Hatch Fitness Center in downtown Honolulu. Clark Hatch was a friend of his, and that's where we first met, and we hit it off, and I had, you know, we had kept in touch ever since, and so for, I don't know, 40 years or so, the rest of his life. And he was my first celebrity guest, I think, in 1977 when I had a different show. But anyway, getting back to...
He was really wonderful. Let me just say, he was really one of the most amazing guys I met.
He was, yeah.
I mean, his concern was to get people healthy and fit.
I
mean, genuinely cared about every person he ever come across. And
that's right.
Was really very inspiring.
He was one of my mentors in my life. He's one reason I do this show, Dr. Health Radio. Is because of Jack Lalanne. Anyway, gyms versus outdoor or at-home exercises. You mentioned you addressed the advantage of at-home exercises via your videos. What about exercise equipment? Now, I think I may have showed you this in the past. It's an exercise block, and it is an 8-inch long piece of 2x4, and on the front of it, it says exercise block. Number one, place block on floor. Number two, walk around it twice. Number three, sit down and relax. Congratulations, you have just walked around the block twice. But I think that's about
you know,
the
lead.
Go ahead.
Yes, I know you, and I know that you're way fitter than that. But you know what? In the worst case scenario, when nothing else, at least you have your little block there.
Well, as I always say, fitness or exercise movement is like money. A little is better than none. More is better than less. And so just think of movement and physical activity as money. Okay, just a couple more questions, I promise, and then I know you got to go. Let's see. The exercise equipment infomercials are all the rage at this time of the year. Any that are of value that you want to mention or that you disagree with or whatever?
You know, I haven't really followed what is available this year so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ultimately, you know, somebody, whoever sees a product on TV has to kind of look at it and say, am I really going to work with it? Is this really going to help me?
Long term, yeah.
Long term, mm-hmm. Or is it going to become a coat hanger?
So, right.
I think that, you know, if you're going to buy a piece of equipment and you're going to spend the money to do that, you might as well make the commitment to use it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you reminded me, I still have my Dreadmill and my Swearmaster. in my garage. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's leave the audience with some do's and don'ts of exercising with long COVID. Now, have you? I have some information that I'll share with you and the listeners on this. Have you come across any of your clients that have had the long COVID where they still have fatigue and lack endurance, and they have difficulty breathing or persistent cough or other signs and symptoms of, the residual effects of having COVID?
Right. Yes, I have come across a couple of people like that that have sort of the COVID hit them and it's been a longer struggle than most.
Right, right. Okay.
And well, I think that the only thing to do, I'm not a doctor, so yeah. I can't recommend somebody what to do if he's, recovering from a long-term COVID effect. But I know that you kind of want to be in tune with your body.
Exactly.
That's the main thing.
I mean,
if you can't do what you did 3 months ago because of COVID, at least you can maybe go out and walk and stretch and do some very light things that don't challenge the body too much, but yet at the same time eliminates being, sedentary and just kind of, becoming a victim to the circumstances.
True, true, yeah. So, and that goes with flu and cold and pneumonia and anything else you might be getting over, right?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. you don't want to be working out when you're really ill. You want to let the body rest and recuperate. But I think as soon as you feel somewhat better, it would be probably best to start with very light exercises. Walking, if you have a pool in your area or in your condo, maybe get into the water and do some light exercises in the water.
Right.
And slowly build yourself back up, because I ultimately believe that with good healthy nutrition and a good amount of exercise, I think you can overcome these effects.
Okay. Good
advice. At
least
I hope so.
Yeah. And basically that's a summarization of this medical article, a group of medical experts saying exactly that. Just minimal movement, keeping your heart rate below 100 beats per minute, slowly increasing your duration of activities, and building
exactly
toward brief bursts. So, all right, Gilad, give us your website one more time before we leave you and before you leave us.
It's www.gilad.tv.
Okay, Gilad.tv. All right, great. Well, I can't thank you enough for being with us, as you have been every year. You're one of our first guests of the year and have been for decades. And all the best to you and the best. Be sure to let us know on that 40th anniversary of your TV show, Bodies in Motion, coming up this year sometime.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a good, happy new year, and wish all your audience healthy, fit, and happy new year.
Thank you so much. You too, Gilad. We'll see you. All right. There goes Gilad. And here we go with another segment. But we'll come back with Elaine LaLanne, the queen of fitness in America, here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio, a special edition of the program, our first show of 2023. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Want to get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult? Try PGX from Natural Factors. This revolutionary product is clinically shown to help people achieve their ideal body weight in a safe, natural way. PGX helps you feel full for hours, dramatically reduces the glycemic index of any food, and improves the action of insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, you need the tremendous support of PGX. Learn more at pgx.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also Truflora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and Trubifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to the program, our special fitness edition of the program, our first show of the year. Hey, friends, don't let friends listen to unhealthy radio. So tell your friends about Dr. Health, the healthiest hour on radio. David Snow with you, and this is your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, the cure for the common radio show. And here, With a very uncommon guest, a very exceptional guest, who we have on as one of our first guests every year, is Elaine Lalanne, the undisputed original queen of fitness in America. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Elaine. How the health are you?
Good morning. And a very old.
Well, you're 97 young, years young, almost.
But young at heart.
You're always young at heart, but you're also young in body. I'll never forget. And some of our regular listeners will remember me sharing this maybe a year or two ago when we had you on your 90th birthday, which was at the Hollywood Hotel, as you well recall.
Yeah,
was six years ago plus. I was there as one of, and thank you for inviting me. What's that?
It'll be seven years.
In March. That's right. You'll be 97, and you'll be our oldest guest of my show in the 33 years I've been doing this program. By the way, so we are looking forward to having you on for your birthday. Your birthday is actually March 19th, so we'll see the closest Saturday to March 19th is when we'll have you on. Okay. But what I was going to say is when you had that 90th birthday party at the Hollywood Hotel. I mean, people from ABC Sports and Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, and I mean, you know, it was an A-list guest list, and I was fortunate to be on that guest list, even though I'm not an A-lister. But I remember you were up on stage. You were up on stage, and you were working the room. You know, you said, "And there's actually somebody older than me in the room. Gladys over here was on. We were on the same swim team, and you know, here over here is Rose, and she's 1 year older than me." I mean, you knew the backstory on all 200 or so people that were in that room in Hollywood. So I got it.
Well, those girls that I introduced were swimmers.
We were
in the Minneapolis Aqua Follies. And actually, they were older than me, but I'm trying to catch up to them, but I can't do it.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to throw a huge 100th birthday party for you, that's for sure. And fortunately, your husband lived to, you're as old as your husband lived. Jack Lalanne lived to a ripe old age of 96, and he was the original godfather of fitness in America. Excuse me, and so he...
If you use a stretch band, guess where it came from?
Oh, that's right.
And
excuse me.
If you drink a protein drink, guess where it came from?
He was the first, Mm-hmm.
Yes, and these were all in the 50s. They didn't have a lot of vitamins. The vitamins were not popular none of this stuff was popular. Nobody'd ever heard of a stretch band exercise.
Well, anybody that is a member of a gym or health club they should know that the leg extension machine and a few of the other machines were invented by Jack LaLanne.
That's right. And it's all in my book. It's not a book about, it's a book about inspiring people. Jack was a great one for the mind. Everything starts between your ears. And it's in the Pride and Discipline, the legacy of Jack LaLanne, in his own words and those he's inspired. It's his writings. And through this book, you'll find all background on Jack, background on me, how we met. You'll find all sorts of stuff. But the theme and the thread that goes through this book, as you read his writings, is the mind. The mind, he said. The mind is a mine. It's full of diamonds, and all you need to do is dig them up.
That's very appropriate. How many books do you and Jack have to your names?
Well, Jack has quite a few. I have seven.
Wow.
I've been involved in, and he's got about, I guess he's got about the same amount.
Ah, how about that? Yeah. And in fact, there was one, the Fiscal Fitness, Fiscal Fitness as well as Physical Fitness. I forget the title, but it had to do with...
Fitness After 50. A workout, Fitness After 50 workout, and there's a number of them. It's on our website. JackLaLanne.com.
JackLaLanne.com, okay.
Yeah, but my latest book that just came out this last year is Pride and Discipline, The Legacy of Jack LaLanne in His Own Words and Those He's Inspired. And I've got people like Dr. Ken Cooper. I just got a word with Dr. Ken Cooper from the ACLM, American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and Jack posthumously, and myself, and Dr. Ken Cooper. We got it for 2021. And
that's Ken great. And for those of you too young, Elaine, I just want to mention to the our younger listeners out there in Radio Land, if they're not familiar with the name Dr. Kenneth Cooper, he was the father of aerobic exercise, and he was a former guest here on Dr. Health Radio many years ago, but I haven't been in touch with him recently. But anyway,
he's 91.
Is he 91?
I called him. But see, he coined the word,
aerobics.
Aerobics.
Yes,
that became popular because of him.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Know? Yeah,
and he was in the service for many years and into fitness and aerobics and all that.
Hey, Elaine, since we had Gilad on for an extended segment, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here, and I want to ask you more questions when we come back from this brief break on exercise, nutrition, dieting, and New Year's resolutions, how to make them stick. I know you have some advice that is well worth hearing because... you have the experience. There's no substitute for experience, and you have almost 97 years of experience under your trim belt, I might add. And so we'll be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my special guest, Elaine LaLanne, the queen of fitness in America originally, long before Jane Fonda or Denise Austin, who's a great motivator as well, and many others, but long before any of those icons. It was Elaine LaLanne on television for over 30 years. So back after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy. And who is fitter and healthier at age 97 than our guest, Elaine LaLanne? Well, I'm sorry, you're not 97 yet. I'm making you older than you are. Hey, Elaine, do you have a big party planned for 97 in March?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm going to be on the Rachel Ray Show.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
I don't have a date, though. I'm going to do the interview tomorrow, and it's going to be probably the middle of the month.
Okay, middle of January on the Rachel Ray Show. That's a national TV show, and they're doing a special on you?
Well, they're interviewing me. I don't know if it's special or not.
Okay. Well, you're special.
I don't consider myself special, so.
Well, we know you are.
I'm just an old shoe, you know, because I'm not one of these people who want to be a star or anything like that. I just do my job and get it done.
That's well, just, you were the sidekick for the Jack LaLanne Show for, 34 years, so something like that?
Yeah, well, I started in television in 1948, the very first. We used to transmit from the transmitters. We'd have to go up on a mountain to even do a commercial.
Wow.
Television used to come on at 6 o'clock, and then pretty soon it came on at 4 o'clock, and then I was on a show in San Francisco for an hour and a half every day from 4:30 to 6. We had the 12-piece ABC orchestra, it's just like they did today, you know. It's called the Les Malloy Show.
Was that black and white television at the time in the 40s?
Oh, yeah, we didn't get color until middle 60s, I think.
Mid-60s, like wow. Huh. And you know,
I go way back, honey.
Well, me and my recliner go way back too, but that's another program. Anyway, let me ask you about the TV show you had on. Do you still have DVDs or ways for people to watch the old shows?
We still have DVDs on our
website. Okay.
So you go in there and you can find a lot of stuff. But, you know, we've had Arnold Schwarzenegger's in my new book, and Denise Austin and Keith Morrison. He says, the engaging part about Jack is his incredible enthusiasm to have a student around to show him what's possible, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he says he was like an evangelist, like a preacher. He was so enthusiastic about his message, and he was.
He was. And, yeah, definitely. Well,
yeah, you know.
Tell us, Elaine. I know that you have to go, and we only have a few minutes left on the show. But tell us your typical exercise routine for someone who is in their mid 90s and beyond.
Well, you know, I think the best thing for them to do is if they can walk. It's important to walk. If they can't walk, there's a lot of chair exercises. We have a lot of chair exercises on our website with the DVD. So, but I think the most important thing is to keep moving. Lift your go up. Do a lot of stretching. Do a lot of things going up on your toes if you're in the 90s. But I mean, if you are younger, of course, you want to do another little you do a routine. But I think if you're 90, I can do a jackknife. I did 20 jackknives, and I can't go down on the floor and do push-ups anymore. But I'm keeping going, and just keep moving. Just keep moving.
Let me ask you mention that a lot of people, you were talking about chair exercises. Unfortunately, people don't get up from the TV chair where they're watching 6 or 8 hours of TV every day.
Well,
the only exercise they get is using their remote. They're getting finger exercises for their remotes.
Well, you know what? If you get up, if you have arms on your chair, you get up and pull yourself up with your arms, and it's great for the back of the arms. And I can go on and on about exercises, but I think running in place, if you can run in place, and if you can't, if you're older, you hold on to something like your sink or something, and just go way up and down on your toes, lift your leg into your chest as much as you can, but if you're younger, you get yourself an exercise program. If you want to live, move. I have a book called If You Want to Live, Move, Putting the Boom Back into Boomers with
I like that. I like that. You know, running in place, which you mentioned, does running late or running out of money count?
I don't know. My husband says my wife likes to run. She likes to run off with the mouth. run up on bills.
I don't think that counts. You know, Jack and I invented an exercise one of the shows we did together many years ago, and it was called the push away. You push away yourself from the table before the second and third helpings, right? That's a good way.
That's a great exercise, and he was great for that.
now let's shift from exercise to dieting, because as Jack always said, exercise is king, nutrition is queen. Put them together, and you get a kingdom. So tell us what kind of diet you follow now.
Well, I just eat. You know, when I first met Jack, he said, "If you eat foods in a natural state as much as possible, you can't go wrong, and don't." Don't overindulge. Don't overindulge, and try to eat whole food. You know, whole.
He used to tell people, don't eat anything in a package or that comes out of a package or has a wrapper, right, or a label.
Well, yeah, it's better if you can. You know, it's not what you do some of the time that counts. It's what you do most of the time that counts.
True.
So, and keep that in mind. And you won't overindulge, you won't overdo, and eat foods in their natural state as much as possible.
All right.
So we can't all be perfect, you know.
That's right. So, that is so true. Well, you know, life is like a cactus. It's thorny but beautiful, right? Anyway,
yeah.
Hey, Elaine.
If you fall off, go back again.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Everybody falls off the wagon and gets back on. Hey, Elaine, thanks so much for being with us. All the best, and we'll look forward to having you on in a couple months for your 97th birthday. You will be our oldest guest of the shows in the show's history over the last 33 years I've been doing it. So all the best. And again, the website, jacklalane.com.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elaine. And we'll,
thank you.
All right. Aloha.
Book is, yeah. If you want to live, move, and the book is Pride and Discipline. Okay.
Okay.
Amazon.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Elaine.
Right.
All the best.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there goes Elaine LaLanne, and here we go with another edition of the program. But join us again next week for hormones, for more energy, libido, weight loss, and immune protection. Until next week, I'm David Snow, thanking you for joining us. And remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Have a healthy week. Aloha.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.